O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
All you who long to see the Christ, lift up your eyes to heaven's height, for there you will behold the sign of his eternal majesty. This star in light and beauty bright outshines the circle of the sun. It brings glad tidings to the earth that God in mortal flesh has come. Lo, Persian Magi from the east, the gateway of the rising sun, discern with wise and learned skill the royal standard of the king. This great one, who is he, they ask, the sovereign ruler of the stars, celestial hosts before him quake, the light and skies obey his will. Some noble wonder we behold that knows no limit, end or death, sublime, exalted, boundless one, more ancient than the heights and depth. The King of nations, this is he, and sovereign King of Israel, pledged to their father Abraham and his descendants evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God. Amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you. From the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mitzar, deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and enter the presence of God? Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, show us the radiance of your mercy. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The vaults of heaven ring with your praise, O Lord. A child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship. Men and women of every race will serve him. They will bow down in worship. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship. Ab Oriente Venerunt magi in Bethlehem adorare Dominum et apertis tessaris suis preciosa munera obtulerunt. Aurum sicut regi magno, tu sicut Deo vero, miram sepulture eius. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ab Oriente venerunt magi in Bethlehem adorare Dominum. Et apertis tessaris suis preciosa munera obtulerunt. Aurum sicut regi magno, tu sicut Deo vero, miram sepulture eius. Alleluia. All the ends of the earth have seen Jesus Christ, the saving power of God. Let us praise him and cry out in joy.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Redeemer of all, you came to tear down the walls separating Jew from Gentile, root out the prejudices which erode the depths of our humanity.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Through your incarnation and your birth, you established your presence among us. Teach us to recognize the many forms of your presence in the church and in one another.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You are the fullest revelation of God to men and women. Show us how we can assent to your word with integrity of faith and action.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You are God with us, wondrously transforming all creation. Let every heart, every voice, every deed throughout the universe now be transformed.
Glory be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, whose eternal word adorns the face of the heavens, yet accepted from the Virgin Mary the frailty of our flesh, grant, we pray, that he who appeared among us as the splendor of truth may go forth in the fullness of power for the redemption of the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
We still have spots left for our January retreat in just a couple weeks, January 24th to 26th in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Come join, come sing, let's party. It'll be the Feast of St. Paul and his conversion, my paternal feast. Looking forward to seeing you there. You can sign up at singthehours.org/retreats. God bless. Happy New Year.